Today, we're counting. Counting on you to pay attention. It's the money show. Today, we're gonna make money.
Well, you host a TV show. You make money every episode.
Well, I mean, today we're really gonna make money. If rainbows really do lead somewhere, this has got to be it. Eye for pure gold.
Speaking of pouring, we exchange millions at the stock exchange.
Bella, Bella.
I have to wear platform shoes for the job. This place is nuts.
Oh. Ouch. Yeah, I make collector's coins.
It starts with delicate work and ends with brute force.
We're cashing in big time on this show.
You know what? I'll buy you lunch.
Not with that money. Look, it's Popular Mechanics for Kids. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Jay.
You know, sometimes at the bank, there just aren't any tellers.
There's like only one window open.
Not today, it's the money show. We give away millions of dollars and you don't even have to wait in line.
Well, not quite. We get close, and I mean very, very close to millions of dollars.
If you think a bank has a lot of money, we check out the Mint.
The Mint is where all the real action happens, where they actually bake the dough.
He means make the money.
But do they give us any? Well, do they? No. The answer is no. They don't give us any. When it comes to money, this place behind me is one of the most famous in the world. I'm here at the Royal Canadian Mint, where they're gonna put me to work, pouring $1 million worth of gold. Security is tight. So tight that everyone has to pass by this special metal detector when entering the work area. It measures how much metal a person has on them, even the fillings in your teeth. And then when you go home at the end of the day, it can tell if you're leaving with more metal than you came in with.
So I'm gonna have to scan you?
It'd be too easy to get rich if you were a dishonest person.
Then, oh, the foil and the gum. I'll change, that'll do it. And one more thing, the fillings in people's mouths contain some metal. Oh, can you open wide, please?
Sure.
Well, we're in a refinery, and this is basically where we take gold that we receive from the mines, such
as
this.
That's how they send it to you. That's the form they send it to.
That's right. And what we're going to do is transform it in products that will be used by our different clients. Well, this is a 100-ounce bar, and this is for investment purposes. You're going to be pouring some later on.
Cool.
Or this big one, which is 400-ounce, and that's worth $150,000.
Let's go make some gold. So, this is where all the raw gold is melted down and all the impurities are removed?
That's right. When we get the gold from the mines, it's 5 to 95% pure.
In these melting pots, other metals like zinc, silver, and copper float to the top and are scooped out, leaving gold at the bottom.
Nope, that's not a volcano. It's a red-hot oven. It turns gold into a liquid so hot that it pours like water.
The temperature right now is between 1,000 and 1,300 degrees. Are you ready to pour $1 million worth of gold?
I'm ready.
Well, we've got to get you a heat shield because you saw how warm it is, and we got to protect you. Okay, so now we're going to pour your first bar here. You got to make this one count. Every one of those bars has to count. Congratulations.
I want a reward. I get to take it home.
No, you can't. I'm sorry.
I tried. I asked if I could take it home. You wouldn't let me. Then we take the red hot gold bars and cool them off in cold water for 3 minutes. Now that's a brick worth its weight in gold. $1 million right there. I controlled $1 million.
Well, Jay, it might not look like much, but this is a gold bar and it's worth $150,000.
$150,000.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, you can pick it up, you can take it home. simple. You pick it up, you take it home.
Well, that was a whole lot of nothing.
If the bar had been turned over like this,
right,
could have been different.
So, I can't take it home, can I?
Oh, sure, you can try, but this gentleman here, he'll make sure you don't.
I've got this.
Hey, you guys look so much bigger this week than usual. Oh, hello. Today we're going to learn some of the ways to spot a counterfeit bill. And I got a little protection just in case anybody tries to make off with the goods. How you doing? Countries all over the world use little tricks to make it harder for crooks to copy money. That makes it easier for you to tell the difference between the real cash and the phony, if you know where to look. The portraits are a good place to start. On this real bill, the pupil of the eye is made up of a series of fine lines which give it life. On the imposter, the eye is just a plain ink spot. And check out the forehead and cheeks. Just a photo with some blank spaces. The real one has patterns of fine, uninterrupted lines. Also, if you look really close at what appears to be a rainbow pattern on the Canadian 20, what do you see? The value of the bill, 20. And on the fake, just some blurry mess. Now, take a look at a new American $100 bill. This is state-of-the-art printing technology. You see Benjamin Franklin's portrait in the center? Now watch the right side as it catches the light. See the ghostly image of him appear? Another good way to check for authenticity is to feel the money. Real money has raised printing. This one is smooth. It's totally different. And the last thing you can look for is really neat. But first, you'll need a paperclip. Most real money is created with special elements embedded in the paper. In Canada, they are small green paper discs. Can you see them? In an American bill, they mix the paper with fibers. You should be able to remove these without damaging your bill. So, remember three basic things for spotting a fake. Look for removable threads or discs, check to see if there's raised printing, and check the portrait's eyes to make sure they're lifelike. Duplicating all of these takes expensive technology that criminals just can't afford.
Right.
You just made a counterfeit.
I've never seen him before in my life!
For old and worn-out money, this conveyor belt is like walking the plank on a pirate ship. Every single day, U.S. bills worth $400 million are sent to their doom on one of these. Some of the leftover pieces are used as home insulation, but most are sent to the garbage dump.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Many things prevent bank machines from making mistakes when giving out cash. Bank cards contain information that directs a signal to your bank central computer. This may be in the same building as the bank machine, or anywhere in the world. The central computer checks to see if the card is okay, not lost or stolen. Then, it makes sure the account has enough money in it and sends an okay back to the bank machine. All this takes less than 10 seconds. To distribute the cash, bills are picked up one at a time from racks located in the bank machine and placed on a conveyor belt. There, they are checked to see that only one bill at a time was picked. This is done by either checking the thickness or the transparency of the bills. If there's a chance a mistake is made, the bills are dumped into a reject bin and the money is picked again. After double-checking the cash, the money is stacked and presented to you. These factors ensure that mistakes are not made when withdrawing cash from bank machines.
Today, we're going to the exchange.
With guest stars, Nick Santis.
Hey there. How's it going?
The exchange is where millions of dollars change hands.
You always see them freaking out on television, but what do people really do here?
Try and make lots of money.
OK, Okay, this is the war room of money making. A lot of cities have one. Here's the situation.
A company needs money to run a business. It raises the money by selling shares in a company to people like you. Shares are just what they sound like. You own a share of the company.
This is Bill Mitchell. He's a trader. He's the guy who buys and sells shares. So, let's make some money.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
The ticker there shows abbreviations of companies' names. Let's say this one, Zab International, makes soft drinks.
Does the number underneath mean how much a share is selling for?
That's right, $10.
I just read they're coming out with a new, cool health drink. I bet it's going to be a hit. Hello, Alicia here.
Hi, Alicia. I want to buy 1,000 shares in Zap.
Okay. Now what?
Okay, there's 1,000 shares offered at 10. If I just type in a buy order for you, you can buy that 1,000 shares. And you did. That's it. You've just spent $10,000 of Nix's money.
So now what happens?
Well, if you guess right about how well a company is going to do, you can make money as the share price rises.
Hello?
Hey, I want to sell all my shares in Zap for $10.50.
Nix will get $10,500 by selling his shares. It only cost him $10,000 to buy them. Therefore, he'll make $500 by investing in Zap.
Now that's how you make money on the stock exchange.
We just need to find someone else who wants to buy those shares at $10.50.
Beverage company Zap International's manufacturing plant is in flames. Firemen are attempting to contain the blaze, though damage is estimated to be of several million dollars.
Hey, Bill, Zico's in trouble. There's a fire at the plant. Sell at 10, 3,000.
Okay, you sold 3,000.
5,000 and 90 quarters. I want to sell 5 to the worker.
Alicia, what's the price at?
Well, it's at 975.
975?
Oh, no, 950.
950?
Wait, no, 925.
925? Well, what's the price now? Tell me.
8.5.
We sold 3 at 8.5.
Oh, well, now it's at 8.
Hey, sell them.
Okay, Nix, we sold them.
Firemen have now contained the blaze at Zap Beverage Company. A spokesperson announced that damage was minimal and that operations would resume as early as tomorrow.
But things can change very quickly on the stock market. Zap is now a great deal at $8, so everyone's scrambling to buy.
Hey, what's the market?
8.25, 8.5.
Buy 5,000.
You bought 5,000 and 3 quarters.
From $10 down to 8 and back to $10.50. With good timing, Nix could have been $500 richer instead of $2,000 poorer.
Playing the stock market takes nerves of steel.
I wonder if Jay fared any better.
This is the trader floor. All market trading used to be done this way. Now it's done mostly the way you saw Alicia doing it, on a computer. But if you want a deal done fast, forget the suit and courtesy. You hire someone tough to do business. Even a computer can't buy or sell stocks as fast as these guys can. That's why some markets still use a live trader floor. It's called open outcry. And fashion is actually an important part of it. Represent big companies and wear colored jackets and badges so everyone knows who they're dealing with. They stand in here. It's called the pit. Got my platform shoes. Traders wear them so they can be seen easier if they're short, like me. With the revival of disco, these shoes can also be used on the dance floor. Although what you see here might look a little more like a boxing ring.
Traders get their orders from the people working at these desks. They communicate with the order desk and each other by yelling and by hand signals. It's important that they understand each other perfectly. A mistake can be very expensive. They can end up buying millions of dollars of something they didn't want or sell something that they wanted to keep.
If you want to buy, you're putting your hands up in the air, the palm of your hand facing you, okay, because you like to buy it. If you want to sell it, okay, you're... The palm of your hand should be turned out because you want to get rid of it. You're going to start with the price.
The price.
45?
45.
4 or 5. 4 or 5.
Oh,
45.
4 and 5.
You see right now?
Yeah.
They're flashing me an order, and I will get back to you.
Okay.
It's So, did you get all that?
Well, I think I got it.
Because now it's your turn.
There's so much pressure with this job that most people can't last more than several years. One guy even fainted and fell flat in his face. Now, to show you how truly stressful it is to be on the floor, I'm going to monitor my heartbeat with this watch. Those hand signals are my order to sell PMK at $45 a share. 45? Experienced traders earn up to $15 million a year.
So how was your day?
Fine, but I'm exhausted.
Money, is it really worth it?
I know it's in there somewhere.
Stop kidding around. The teller's gonna get mad at us.
Aha! We're inside a really old bank vault.
It may be old, but they still use it. There's millions of dollars in valuables in here.
Check out these timer clocks. Now, timer clocks make it tough for robbers. You see, if you close a vault door and the timer's on, there's no way you can force someone to let you in. The door just won't open.
They don't make vaults like this anymore. This door is amazing. It's 4 feet thick.
Yeah, it's almost as thick as your head.
Protects the valuables.
Hey, come take a look at this.
What is it?
They say it's in case you get locked in for emergencies.
I don't get it. What do they use it for?
Not too sure. I mean, I asked, but they wouldn't tell me. Top secret.
I'm getting the creeps. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
This door weighs 33 tons. That's 66,000 pounds. I can shut it, but it takes the weight of a 97-pound girl. And muscle. Watch me, Super Alicia, close the gazillion-pound door.
What are you doing?
I'm closing the door.
Hey, where'd your co-host go?
I'm here.
But that door locks with a timer.
Oh, no, Jay! When does the door open next?
8 a.m. Not a moment sooner.
Well, lucky for us, we have the next story on tape. Jerry?
Time is money, so let's not waste any. Come on, let's go. There are two different kinds of coins. Circulation coins and non-circulation coins. These are circulation coins, the kinds we spend every day.
They're made by automated machines in huge quantities.
But this is no ordinary story about ordinary coins. I'm going to where they make the collector's coins. They're real beauties.
What are you doing?
Wow, that was dumb. I just lost $3.
Non-circulation coins are different. People collect them. They have to be perfect in every way.
First step is to make a plaster model of a sketch. It's an art. So what are you doing?
Look what you made me do.
Oh, no. Oh, man, I didn't mean to. It was just...
Just kidding. This is the 10th anniversary loon that we're doing. We have transferred this picture to a plaster.
Okay.
And now I'm starting to do the modeling of it.
But it's a little too big, huh? I mean, we never see coins this big. So I guess we have to reduce it.
That's right. And through a series of transfers, we get an epoxy model. And we make a reduction from this.
To get our design to be small enough to fit on a coin, we use a three-dimensional copying machine. It has two arms, which are connected to each other. One traces the shape of our engraving. The other one has a sharp tip. It follows along, carving an identical shape into a smaller brass plate.
It's this die that'll strike the coin, leaving an imprint of the design I just worked on. This is the rolling room, where powerful steel rollers flatten metal bars into long strips.
Once the metal strip has the right thickness, it gets pressed by 40 tons of pressure in this blanking machine. This is where the coins take their round shape. But these are not coins yet, just blanks with no design.
I never thought I'd get to do this, but I'm finally gonna make a coin. The dies are in place in the striking press, and these perfect blanks are just waiting to take shape. I'm gonna strike the design from the coin dies onto the blanks.
I have to put the blank onto the collar which holds it in place.
Now we're ready to press them with 150 tons of pressure. That's like 30 elephants stomping on this tiny surface. Because these are collector's items, the coin gets pressed not once, but twice. This means the imprint is perfect. Every single coin is checked over 12 times for imperfections. This is a perfect coin. Even though it says a dollar on it, it's actually sold for 12. And who knows, in a couple of years, it could be worth even more. I'm not throwing this one away anytime soon.
Making paper money takes a watchful eye. Every line is etched by an engraver. He's giving Ben Franklin eyebrows. This original plate is copied so that they can make more than one bill at a time. Every turn of the high-speed press prints 32 bills. It eats 8,000 sheets an hour and spits out over 250,000 bills. And they're not all ones either. 250,000 $5 bills is over $1 million in an hour. The money is then cut, sorted, and wrapped for shipping. Now it's ready for spending or saving.
Only 15 more hours to go.
Hey.
Hey, how did you get out?
Well, I finally figured out what these are for, but I can't tell you. They made me promise.
Well, come on, spill it.
Okay. Basically, it opens up this hidden panel, and then...
Cut. That's a wrap.
Ah, oh, great. We're out of time.
The crew will stay. They paid them overtime.
Oh, but the bank's closed now.
Oh, well, maybe next time. See ya.